Hey, what up, Kev? What's going on, man?
Yo, what's up? What's up? You sitting out on the lanai there? I hear
Doesn't
the
it look like
sounds
it?
of I hear the sounds of the ocean in back of you.
Is that what you hear? Because all that what just passed over me was the damn police helicopter. So that is not what I remember from the ocean. I'll tell you that much.
It's the local flora and fauna letting you know what's
For
up.
real. For real. Like, hey, stay in your house. What's good, man? We haven't been on for a minute. Well, we missed last week because everybody should know it's my fault that we missing these episodes. But hey, y'all want me to have a job or not? Because
Of course we
that's
do.
basically how this works.
Come on, man. Come on, man. Our
What's good, man? What's been?
team of joke writers doesn't pay for itself, you know what I'm saying? So
That's true. That's true. We holding
since
them over.
you underwrite that, you know, we got to keep
That's
that
true.
going, man.
Hey, you know what, man? You make a very good point. Plus, man, the stylists haven't paid for a haircut, so now I'm out here looking like Billy Ocean in this joint. I'm just trying to.
Oh, yo. Okay, so I can't remember. I don't know if it was one of our friends who made a joke. Rest in peace, OJ. I don't think we talked about that, right? That might have even been after the last episode.
Yeah, no, it happened. Yeah,
Did we talk
avoided
about
the
it?
topic.
Did we avoid
No,
it?
we haven't talked about it.
But
No, we didn't avoid it, but I was going to avoid it last week.
somebody shouted out Orange Juice Jones on my timeline.
Okay.
So I was like, yeah, what's up with that dude, right?
Yeah.
I never realized, and I hope Wikipedia is not lying. Oh, don't worry, you can't hear that. There's too much noise in the background. Can't hear him.
Can't hear the dog.
Yeah, no, it's too much
Oh,
background
because
noise.
he wallin'. He about to start wallin' in a minute. Go ahead, I'm listening to you.
No, if the Wikipedia is true, Orange Juice Jones is like a Marine sniper.
No, hell no.
Look it up. I was like, okay, that's more impressive than anything that
That's why you could hear that note. That's crazy.
Oh yeah, you sound
That is
different.
crazy.
Okay, you
Yeah, I
fixed it.
fixed the microphone. I mean, this I'm not we're not using this audio, but yeah. That's crazy. He was a Marine sniper, Orange Juice
Yes.
Jones.
Orange Juice
Oh
Jones.
man. Shorty he was talking to on that song better be careful.
I'm saying. And
You
whoever
know?
was walking in the rain with her.
I'm just saying.
You know, all he's got to do is he just throws that slicker over his head, finds a
You gotta
nice
put that.
bush.
You gotta put that in the rundown. I mean, I'm sorry, in the Instagram thing, like some information. Look, we should fact check that. Hold on. I'm doing that right now. Y'all gonna have to wait on this episode.
Man, listen, I'll see one of these soft ass rappers getting a beef with Orange Juice Jones and see what's good.
Yeah, after. Okay, so it said. Oh, yeah. Jones served as a sniper officer in the Marine Corps before coming to. Orange Juice. Listen. Everybody out there listening to Rapsux Radio, listen. Big up my cousin Anthony because he's probably gonna die. This is something he would laugh at. Like I know he's cracking up at the thought of Orange Juice Jones being a sniper before doing Walking in the Rain.
And by the way, I don't care how corny you may or may not think Orange Juice Jones is or was as a musician, as a musical artist. He's one of them cats that as soon as you saw him in the video, you knew that you were looking at a cold-blooded motherfucker. Am I wrong?
Nah, the fact that we've all been in the studio, right?
Yeah.
We've all seen people record.
Sure.
Now consider watching him record that ending monologue
Oh,
for
yeah.
that song, and the energy being what it was, like
Yeah.
he lived that. He lived that experience.
He lived it.
You know what I mean? You know
Definitely.
what?
He's
I
like that cat
chilled.
that would be in the studio when it's real cold outside, and you watch him and there's just steam coming off the top of his head when he finishes recording his verse.
My man took all the gear. He took her out her coat. You know what I mean?
You cold busted.
Did you ever? Because you cold busted. You know what I mean? Orange Jones is lit. Straight. I wonder if he did that when he had to snipe somebody. No, don't move. You cold busted. Snipe, snipe. Snipe, took him out.
Snipe, snipe.
Snipe, snipe. Snipe, snipe. That's what the bullets sound like. Snipe, snipe.
Double tap. Snipe, snipe.
Oh,
oh my God. And, you know, and how is it how is it he that he is the number two OJ in the world?
Well, I would say that most people have moved him to number one over the years.
I just I think that's, I would, you know,
I would argue that he
definitely a contender.
To this show and others. He's definitely. I mean, you know, I could think of other OJ Mayo. OJ just is like an unfortunate combination of. Now it's like, oh man, we're gonna have some orange juice for breakfast. We're not saying that again.
Oh, man.
I mean, no, innocent till proven guilty. No, I'm not trying to get us canceled, so let me stop. You know, I don't believe cancel culture is real, but you start backing OJ too much and people tune out. I'm not backing him. I'm just saying. Start saying too much and people be like, yo.
Yeah, man. You walk outside, listen. They heard. Yeah. They hear you talking, man. You walk outside. Snipe, snipe.
Snipe, snipe. Hey, speaking of bullets, man.
Nice.
Whoa. You heard about this?
Oh, that's can I get that my segue smoother than Orange Juice Jones? Woo! What? Go on. Excuse me.
Come on, man. I had a week off. I had a week off. I'm ready. Look, you heard about the bullet train, right?
From you know what? The funny thing is, I was just talking to my dad about it, and I just heard about it. I think I had heard about it, so I might be lying, but I didn't look into it. And then I saw something today that I think they broke ground on.
Broke ground today. What do you think? $12 billion. I'm not tripping off the bread, but what do you think?
Well, who's paying for it? The Tarkanian family? Or what's the story?
The state.
Is it Nevada, though? Or are we splitting the bill? You
know, that's a good question. One that I will answer with the internet.
Okay, because the question that my dad and I couldn't figure out.
I believe Cali is paying for it. I believe we're paying for it, though, the California taxpayers.
Oh, that's weak. I want to confirm like it. That. I don't like it.
Then you don't like it.
I'm a Reagan Republican now. I don't like that. Because you didn't do it when I was 18 years old. And sneaking into casinos. The most money I ever won at a blackjack table was when I was not old enough to gamble and I got kicked out and they were cool enough to let us keep the money we won. They were just like, get the hell out of here.
Cap and trade funding, and right? Get out of here. What are you doing, kid? I'm trying to sit there at the blackjack table. What's wrong with you? Basically the taxpayers. There's some federal grants.
Where does it stop here?
That's another question I was trying to figure out. Oh, okay. I mean, like, it's probably like Rialto, right?
Well, my dad thought it was like Ontario or something like that.
It has to be, right?
Yeah.
So let's see. Rancho Cucamonga.
Oh, wow. Okay.
In the median of the interstate between Rancho Cucamonga and Las Vegas.
Oh, so it's just going to go right in the middle of the 10 freeway? Wow.
215, right? Wouldn't that be the
215? Oh, is that the 215? How fast is it going to – what's the one way?
15. The 15. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, 15. And what – how long will it take to get to Vegas?
Got you. Hold on.
What else can I ask you? This is fun.
Yeah, this was fun. A little more than 2 hours.
Wow, that's too long.
That is too long. I'm not even going front. I was like, oh, wait a minute. But I'm guessing it's a 4.5 hour trip. So to cut it in 2 hours, you're moving pretty damn fast.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I'm assuming anything faster is death. But
you don't get to stop at Bun Boy, whatever that is.
Or like my mom. I love you, Mom. I love you when one of my siblings tells you about this joke. But I will never forget passing through Barstow. And my mom was like, we used to live up there. And I was like, that tree? It ain't no houses out here. What? What you mean you used to live in Barstow? Y'all used to live, y'all slept on the ground?
The biggest McDonald's west of the Rockies.
Dude, that's the biggest thing in part. Did they take all the wood from your home and build the McDonald's? That seems unfair.
I think you told me that before. I forgot about that.
Yeah. I was like, where did y'all sleep? With that shack? Y'all didn't all live in that outhouse, did you? That's crazy. Wow, you guys came up over the years. No wonder y'all fled to San Diego. Like, yeah, I'd go to San Diego if I was in Barstow. San Bernardino, right? It was like, we moved to San Bernardino. It was like moving to the big city. I know it was. I bet it was. It's actual streets and people. Oh, all right, so 12 bill, federal grants, taxpayer money. Mm-hmm. You in or you out? You not riding it? You riding it?
I don't know, man. I mean, I live right, you know, right next to Burbank Airport. The airport is still a big pain in the neck, but I'd probably just jump on a, you know, Southwest
45
flight.
Minute. Hop that 45 minute Southwest,
get
right?
Get that early check-in.
Yep.
You know?
Shoot, man.
Try not to, you know, have to rub elbows with any working ladies. You know what I'm saying?
We, because of the show Archer, we call people that sit in coach tuberculars. I sit in coach. I don't think I've said, I think I've said first class once in my life by one of those, like,
by accident.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, would you like to move here, sir? It's like, oh yeah, cool. But yeah, we call them tuberculars.
Oh my God.
We also call people who get up late. Like, when the times are, so I'm gonna tell y'all a story. Me and my wife, it started with me, but now my wife does it. So we're up early, grocery store early. Like, we get all of our stuff done early before people get up and out and they're in traffic. But you know, when the time changes, falls back, then, you know, all those people who get up late are now up when we're up.
Ah, you know? Okay.
Yeah. She's like, ah, we got to go to store with the tuberculars. I'm like, yep, they're going to all be out there. We don't go nowhere when they're like, it's like zombies. Like, we got to wait till you late risers figure it out.
Nah, man. I don't need that. I went to a CVS the other day, first thing in the morning, to get something for wifey. And the exact thing I needed, the lady who seemed to be the only person working there had, like, you know, like, she was restocking the shelves and she had all her stuff right in front of the place that I need. No, but it gave me a great opportunity because I asked her she offered to help. I asked her what I was looking for. It was very nice. She was very kind. And she starts moving her stuff. I was like, I don't even want you to do that because the position that you are in is the position I'm always in. Is that the one thing you need? Yeah. It happens to be the thing that I'm right in front of. Yep. I said, I'll go and look for something else. I'll come back when you're done.
Yeah, yeah.
And she just started dying laughing.
Yeah, man. Well, look. Bullet train on the way. They said it'll be done by 2028.
Are you gonna, we're going to go?
No.
How much is the ticket? Yeah. I can't afford that. I can't afford Vegas anymore.
Okay, we got to get to the other side before this turns into something way different than people tuned into. All right, Kev, man, we got, and plus we got more to talk about. Hey, big shout out to Don Will and Von P, man, Tanya Morgan. You know what I mean? Yeah. They recognized the last episode, so if they're listening to this one, big shout out
for sure.
Von, you know, one of my favorite rap groups, honestly, of all time. Like, not even I don't know them that well to be gassing them. Tanya Morgan's one of my favorite rap groups of all time.
And so, very, Ilias, very kind people as well.
Good, like, which real is good dudes.
Unfortunately, yeah, not that common in this game.
Ooh, speaking of unkind.
Ooh.
Unkind rappers.
Oh, you don't say?
Let's get into some more vegan rap beef, man.
All right, let's do it.
All right, let's go.
Rap Sucks Radio. Blah, 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 blah.
What up, y'all? You are live on Rap Sucks Radio with your homeboy Trek Life and your fam Kev Sakota.
My people invented the bullet train.
That is true.
Snape, snape.
That is true. Snape, snape. Thank y'all for tuning in, man. We appreciate each and every one of y'all. If you would like to catch past episodes of our show, you can go to rapsucksradio.com or any of your favorite podcasting platforms. And if you'd like to catch us on the internet, the vast and deep and wide flowing internet, you can go to RSR Podcast on Facebook, at Rap Sucks Radio on Instagram, and at Rap Sucks Radio on Threads. I was going to say rapsucksradio.com again. That's why that pause happened. Like, wait, where can you go again? My short-term memory is going away.
It's all right.
Yeah, it's happening.
It's all right. We got AI.
We do have AI.
This is an all AI episode.
Come on. That's what I was going to put in the title. The AI episode. I swear to you. Speaking of which, you do know the title of this episode, right, Kev?
What's the title?
Tiny Statue Energy.
Oh, you're not dissing Kendrick, are you?
Nope. Okay. I'm not.
Just making sure.
Backed with Vegan Rap Beef Part 2.
That's right.
Let's start it off, man, because y'all love battles.
This is going to be like battles. This is going to be like Shook Ones Part 2. It's going to be better than Part 1.
Boom, boom. Who else is tired of Shook Ones? The rest of you are not tired of Shook Ones, but if you've MC'd in clubs out in LA for your entire life, especially clubs with Filipino DJs, big shout out to my Filipino DJs, you are sick of Shook Ones. I hear that beginning like horn sound and I'm like, oh my God, not again. Is this the only song, like, that's the only hip hop song you get?
You're still stuck off the realness?
I mean, yes, I've heard of you. Like every Friday and Saturday night for the last 20 years. Rest in peace to Prodigy. What a song to get tired of, to be quite honest with you. If I was going to be tired of any song, it would be Shook Ones.
Shame on you. Right? Shame on you. Shame on you. That's why things have gotten to the place where they've gotten to. Speaking of which.
Exactly. Topic title number one is I'm not sure Pac would approve. Just not so sure about it. Reason, well, Drake takes aim at Kendrick Lamar with AI, Tupac, and Snoop vocals on Taylor Made Freestyle, in which he actually kind of takes shots at Taylor Swift a little bit, kind of, right about. Anyway, source for this is Billboard.com. Players involved in Kendrick Lamar, Drake, Tupac, and Snoop. Before I get to this, has there been any other pop singer in the vein of Taylor Swift? Okay. I'm talking, right? Because, the pop singer Beyonce or Prince or Michael Jackson or whatever makes sense. I'm talking Taylor Swift is more on the other side of that. That has been involved in more rap issues.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Has she been involved in rap issues?
Like, how is Taylor Swift involved in, well, the Kanye thing.
Oh.
She's involved in that. And now the Kendrick Lamar and Drake beef. Like, that's, like, Madonna would never being in rap beef back in her day. It's weird for me, right?
Yeah, anyway. Whatever.
All right. Last Friday, Kev, the same day as his push-up disc officially arrived on streaming services, mm-hmm. Drake shared another fiery song, I put that in quotes, folks, through social media. On Taylor Made Freestyle, Drake uses AI verses in the style of West Coast hip-hop icons Tupac Shakur and Snoop Dogg to further taunt Kendrick, who has not yet responded to his push-ups diss. Drake starts it off while we wait on you, I guess. He said that in the clip when he dropped it on Instagram. TaylorMade opens with an artificial Tupac addressing the beef between KDOT and Drake. Guys, I'm reading this slow because I'm going past all of their things like The Sixth God and Drizzy. I'm totally not reading that. So I'm sorry. Which ignited the Compton rapper scorching like that verse and set the rap game on fire. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, I'm tired of reading this already. Listen. I'm not reading these lyrics. Kev.
Yeah, come on.
Long story short.
What are we doing?
You want me to read?
No, you want listen, me to read these lyrics? First of all, this is generally not what we do.
Okay, but wait.
And now we've done it episodes in a row.
I know, but actually I kind of want it. Because I might be able to do it better than the AI did it.
We're usually talking about, on this podcast, religion and tax policy. And deeper social issues. But instead, for this episode, last episode, I don't know how many episodes, we're talking about... We're actually now talking about someone who can't rap because he's not alive anymore.
Well, but wait.
And then a bunch of people who can't rap even though they can still breathe.
Sheesh.
I'm not naming names.
I am. First of all, I think they can both rap. I just think Kendrick is clearly a better actual rapper. Well, okay. How do I word this?
But do you really care? I thought about this today. I really want Kendrick to come back and whoop that ass. But guess what? I really don't care.
You know why I don't care? Well, okay. I care to have the discussion with sane people, part one. Uh-huh. Okay? So I'll have this discussion with, of course, my folks from Tanya Morgan, my cousin who listens to the show, Boogie B, who listens to the show, of course, the homie Shug. Like, shout out to all of y'all to continue to listen day to one. I'll have that conversation with them all day. But I'm not having it with the general public.
Of course.
I'm never having this conversation with the general public. One, I mean, y'all, I don't have to put out another record, right, Kev? Kev used to be, like, managed. Kev, do I have to put out another record?
No.
Ever again? Okay, I don't fuck with y'all fans like that. I just don't. I don't. I already made my money off y'all, so I can talk about y'all like this. I don't really. Y'all be weird, and I'm cool on debating rap with y'all, discussing. I used to be real cool. Like, I'd talk to anybody. Like, yo, Track, what up? You know, whatever. One of the three people that listened to my record over the years, I talked to them for. You know, some time at a show. Now, if I see you, I'm not talking to y'all. Y'all are bugging right now. You know what I mean?
Mm.
You bugging. It's all sorts of rap misinformation.
Mm.
I'm done with y'all. All right? So you ask me if I care. That's my answer. Of course I care to have the conversation. I love hip hop. I'll have the conversation all day. But do I care enough for a general? Mm-mm. Nope.
Mm. No.
I'll talk about the crazy cicada.
See, that's something to talk about. See, that's interesting. That's a once in a...
But we're talking about it now.
Okay. All right. We'll talk. First of all, the compatible with shopping thing that most said, that was about Drake, wasn't it? I just remembered that today.
Yeah.
Yeah, what happened with that? That was better diss than anything that's been uttered out of any rapper's mouth in the last, like, month and a half.
Hey man, come on.
And all I know is that Mos Def must be getting so much shopping done right now.
He's incredible. Like, if Mos is doing anything, that is, Mos can't hear these songs from Africa. Because that's where he back and forth between Africa and whatever small town he moved into. Look, I'm going to read the lyrics.
Oh,
but. No, look, you had me listen to this damn song right.
That's the other thing. You know what? And I need to air this beef live for the people that you had the nerve to put this as the first thing we're going to talk about, and you had not even listened to this thing.
The story is I knew from the start that the story about the song was going to be better than the damn song. I knew it, and I was absolutely right. No shade. I knew I was right. Okay. I knew it.
But real quick, I need to excuse both of us for raising our voices and sounding animated on a podcast, because I think what happens is that when you are old like me and you go to try and figure out what in the hell Drake or J. Cole or Kendrick or Future or Metro, what is fucking going on, you end up listening, for whatever reason, to a bunch of podcast hosts that talk like this all the time.
Well, yeah, that's true. I talk like that all the time regularly. Listen, I'm doing it, Kev. Kendrick, we need you. That would have been better. He should have just hired me.
All right, so you just listened to it, and I asked you not to give me any reaction aside from the look on your face until we were actually recording. What did
you
think?
And what was the look on my face, by the way?
Well, you describe it. You describe it, and I'll tell you if that's compatible with what I saw.
Okay, that's fair. Okay. yeah, nah, bro. Listen, here's the thing. I'm not trying to hear Tupac rap in a Drake style, part one. Part two is like, he would have been better off just not using the Tupac AI.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, it was like, but this doesn't sound like, I mean, the voice may sound, but nothing sounded like, it sounded like he was just borrowing Tupac's voice. He's been given a lot of credit for his writing prowess, but why, you couldn't write in a style that sounded more like Pac? I mean, I know people might think I'm nitpicking, but I'm just saying, if I'm going to use AI, I'm a flex on you and actually use Tupac's actual style. Mm-hmm. I'm a flex on you and use Snoop's actual style. I'm not going to use AI and just voice over my own style of verses. You know what I mean? So it was an immediate Mutombo. Get it out of here.
Did you listen to the Snoop verse as well?
I was out.
I'm going to take it to an even more basic level. Mm-hmm. And this is what I mean by that. If you are going to do a record where you have an AI Tupac and then an AI Snoop Dogg, and you are the only one who is remotely close to being on beat on that record, and in remotely, roughly in the pocket, whatever that pocket may be, if you're the only one and everybody else is sounding like they never learned to rap yet, but they happen to sound a little bit like Tupac and a little bit like Snoop, then you already lost. Or you have to fire whatever nerd thought that they had to join on beat. Who did it for you? Because
totally did not.
I was like,
it was. And completely
I think Snoop was just laughing at it. I don't think he'd taken any personal offense to it. And it seems like he obviously has love for Drake, or respect for Drake, or whatever.
Yeah, but I'm sure they're cool.
But yeah, that was. I would have been pissed off, man. He sounded like he couldn't rap.
Kendrick, we need you. That sounds more like it to me. Now I can't stop thinking and saying it. Like, if I ever meet Kendrick Lamar, I'm gonna end up having to run to my car from all his homies and be like, "Yo, Kendrick, we need you."
Oh man, why is this happening? Because I don't want to. I don't want this to take up any more of my time. You know what, Trey?
I stopped.
I'm above this. Can I
you
say
are
that?
Above this, Kev.
Is that fair?
That would be absolutely true, to be honest with you. That's actually a fact.
To speak any more ill about this entire situation, I feel like I would be punching down. But then
you are punching down.
But then, you know, the one thing that I don't appreciate is I don't appreciate the goddamn short jokes, man. Okay, Drake. I don't like that. I've worked very hard for my entire life to be taller, and it has not happened.
Can I sum this up? No. This is in two lines, right? Look. It ain't three of the this is one rapper says. It ain't three of the best rappers alive. It's only one. I'm the one, right?
What?
That's one rapper.
Mm-hmm.
The other rapper that's currently in the beef, because one bowed out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah? Well, you're short.
You know what I will say, though? When he put out that push-up, because I don't know why it was such a big deal that he put the record out on Spotify or whatever, officially streaming.
Because I think Like That record was like the number one streaming song for a minute or up there.
Did you see the artwork?
Uh-uh.
It was just a label for a size 7 shoe.
Oh, yeah. I did see the artwork. Yeah, that's funny. That was funny. That was funny.
Yeah. Toronto. I mean, you don't hear what is Kendrick going to do and go get AI version of Socrates and Cardinal Official or something like that? Like, what's...
Or just probably go get Socrates and Cardinal Official. I mean, I'd imagine that lyrically they'd be like, yo, we roll with that dude, to be quite honest with you. to sum up I want you to sum up your thoughts. To sum up my thoughts on this, hey, if the young folks are having fun with this, man, in a new era where you can put out artwork and jokingly do AI song, I mean, if that is fun, then, hey, who am I? You know what I mean? It's not my cup of tea. It's not how I would handle it, but I get it. I get that the attempt to demoralize. It's just when Cole bowed out, I was like, all right, well, this is a different type of battle now. Like, I almost feel like, I know, Kev, but I almost feel like Cole should have just stuck in it for the fun of it. But I understand why he didn't. I totally get why he backed out. The fact that he backed out is still crazy. Like, how he backed out is crazy. But I get why. Like, I want to do records, man. I don't want to deal with this. I totally get that. And, you know, I don't really have no personal issue with the dude. If he feels like he's better, feel like he's better. Like, I think he dropped dope records, so I ain't got no, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
But you can't, did I talk about the Rhymefest battle last week?
No. Uh-uh.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you a real quick story. I'm going to try to keep it brief. So after the next episode came out, every rapper knows that moment where you actually start to have a little bit of clout. It's a weird moment, right, where, like, people know you a little bit. I never crossed the line fully, but I did get to a point where people were like, yo, that's the dude. Like, I know that dude, or what up, track, or whatever. So I went to the Queen Mary. Like, they had a hip-hop event at the Queen Mary, and I went to just kind of, like, flex a little bit. Like, I hadn't really ever been able to use my clout to get into something crazy for free and, you know, get some drinks and chill out, right? So it happened to be a battle there, and in the battle was Rhymefest.
Okay.
So the guy running the battle recognized who I was. He was like, yo, come on, man. We'll make a space where you got to enter the battle, right? Now, mind you, I'm chilling. I'm super chilling. I'm in Long Beach. You know, in Long Beach, you ain't got really no choice but to chill. It's one of the illest places on the planet, in my opinion. So I'm actually chilling, but the reality is I had presented myself as a battle MC. Mm-hmm. I said that I was the best MC, right? All my records said that. Hard Work says that. Maintain Excellence says that. All these records say that. I don't think those records were out at the time, but I can't back down from that battle. Even if I didn't want to,
right,
I could not back down from it. Now, I got to the Rhymefest round, and I lost. Mm. The second part of that story is Rhymefest was battling closer to how people battle now. I mean, he didn't know anything about me, so there was nothing, right? I was battling how you battle when you're in a cipher. That doesn't mean that I should have beat him. I'm pretty clear that I lost that battle. It's one of the few battles where I'm like, nah, I really lost that one.
But there's
some people,
one of the most well-regarded battle MCs.
If I'm gonna lose to anybody, if I'm gonna lose to anybody, it's gonna be him, right? So that's why I'm telling this story. If it was some dude named, like, Two Shoes Brown or whatever, like, yo, I'm not telling this story. But my point here is, some people battle raw lyrically. It's not necessarily, like, directed at you. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you're short, you have a size 7 shoe, you're blah, 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 that type of thing. But it's lyrically demoralizing, if you will. Sort of like Inspect the Deck, right? Other people battle more direct, right? They're talking about you, what you're wearing, your da-da-da. And some people are really good at mixing in both. And I rarely come across people that are really good at mixing in both. And so far, in this battle, there hasn't been a person that can mix in both. And I feel like J. Cole, if I'm really going to give some interest into this battle, J. Cole and Kendrick have the ability to do that, where it's like, this is raw and I'm dissing you, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Whereas Drake is more pointed. He's going to be more like, look at what you're wearing, look at your shoes, look at how much money I have, blah, 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 blah. And it's almost going to come down to for a head, the Drake thing's not gonna fly. You know what I mean? Unless Kendrick comes back super whack. But for a casual listener, and there's nothing wrong with being a casual rap listener, man. I don't know why people think that's such a bad thing. It's who's more entertaining to you.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm probably going to...
There's also no TKOs in battles. So even if Kendrick comes back whack, it comes back whack. Doesn't mean Drake's, you know, any better than he was before Kendrick came back whack.
No, but he would win that battle. Super Ugly was raw. Super Ugly was raw. Mm-hmm. Some people argue that Ether was the knockout blow. You know what I'm saying? For years, I disagreed until one day I just listened to them back to back and was like, that was rough, boy. That was rough.
It was all rough. But also that, you know, like I said last episode when we talked about it initially, is that that was for us. This is not for me. I don't care about it. And also, social media... I would have hated the Jay and Nas thing if social media existed in the format that it's in now today, I think. Because it would have annoyed me.
It annoyed me back then. Message boards annoyed me back then.
So I wasn't up on all that stuff. But it's like following politics on social media. Not like understanding your party candidates' positions and the opposition's positions and comparing the two and contrasting and trying to be thoughtful about who you vote for, the people who are going to control this country. It's on social media. It's just like once people are down with a certain candidate, they're riding for them, you know? Mm-hmm. Same thing with like anyone who is fighting with Nicki Minaj at any point in time. There's people who will not change their mind. And that's how Drake fans are. I get it. It is what it is. I don't know if it's always deserved, but I don't know if it's not. He's obviously successful. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think these things are as clear cut. Like the Jay and Nas battle, some people got it from the very beginning. And initially, I didn't think it was as clear cut. I'm admitting.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like everyone was, people had, I think, a favorite, especially if you were in New York, I would imagine, you know. Especially if you were from Queens or Brooklyn, you know what I'm saying? But even people in New York, I think, when they listen to both of them, they're like, God. It was like listening, you know, I gotta believe there were people in Queens who when KRS-One was crushing them, was like,
Fight back, Shan. Well, no, I can give you two. The last clear-cut battle to me, and you can correct me, there might be some talking. I'm just talking like, you know, on wax, was Quick, Dollars and Cents. It was like, oh, ooh-wee, whoa.
I just didn't love that because of the other dynamics that surrounded that whole situation. But it's cool. Like
battles don't end careers or pause them or slow them down anymore either, so there's not a lot to invest in. Back in the day, I'm sorry, you know, whether you liked it or not, like a battle could severely alter your career. You know?
Sure.
To this day, I feel like that's why Nelly just went directly at KRS-One, even though KRS-One didn't really say anything to him or about him. Because he knew that, you know, once one dude gets, it's what Drake is going through right now. Once one dude gets at you, all the people that have been waiting are going to start piling on. It happened to Hammer. It happened to Vanilla Ice. It happened to all the popular rappers at the time, right? Like, if you're not actually dope, like nobody did that to Biggie. Nobody truly did that to Jay. Nobody truly did that to Nas. They tried to do it to Pac. But at the end of the day, there was some level of respect to the type of MC you were battling, right? But when you think of the other artists like Vanilla Ice, like Hammer, PM Dawn, who started it. Remember, PM Dawn started it. KRS didn't start that. PM Dawn did. But these are like, all right, well, now your career is over. You know what I'm saying? Or it's severely altered. I mean, you know, Hammer went from like selling records and sold out, to just basically being attacked by every rapper, to praying, to pumps in a bum. Like, it was like, yo, career's changed quite a bit. To basically being upset with anyone who ever questioned. They say that Hammer was like, why? Like, don't say nothing to him. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, because also Hammer would, you know, hesitate. Snipe, snipe.
Yes, yeah, Hammer's a snipe, snipe. Like,
but you know what? But this is the reason why I know that this is not for me, is because because obviously I think I even made a comment about, you know, wake me up when Pusha T gets back in the situation, right? If you ask me right then and there, well, how did that situation end? I would say, I have no idea. All I know is that
people just said Pusha won.
Well, that's the thing. And when this Tupac Snoop thing came out, like, I saw some people posting, it's like, yeah, whatever happened with that? Dude just bailed out after Push, you know,
yeah,
threw his last shot.
Okay, but let's run this down. Am I going to do this forever? Like, this was my thing. If I was J. Cole's homeboy, right? Mm-hmm. And he was like, yo, Trek, what should I do here? Which, you know, right? I would say, look, man, drop a song, hop on stage and say, yo, he dropped his, I dropped mine. Y'all decide who's better. But that's it. I'm not doing this 9 different battle songs. Like, y'all want to see, it's good to see artists to say they're the best, go at it and see who's the best. Sure. So that was my effort. If you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't. I'm out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's like you got, it's a fight, you know, but you don't, you can have the greatest fight in the world for 10 rounds. But then if you come in after that bell rings and then sneak dude, when he's turned around facing his corner, man,
yeah,
you're going to look like an asshole no matter how great of a fight you fought.
No matter how great, exactly.
You know, exactly. And that's the attitude that's definitely not there. Yeah. I mean, whatever. I mean, no, or man, don't throw a punch if you're not ready to go 10 rounds.
If you're not ready, if you don't want to fight, don't throw a punch. But all in all, hey, I've semi-enjoyed it for a little while, but now it's like this. Probably the last. I mean, it won't be the last time we speak on it. If something happens, we're gonna talk about it. But, you know, it's not like it's like a tiny statue or nothing like that.
Oh, just the Segway sniper in the house tonight, ladies and gentlemen. You're witnessing something that you've never witnessed before.
All right, look, this is my olive branch. It's something you're never supposed to do. On radio or podcast.
You're going
to
give it up for Philly. God damn it. You're going to do this, aren't you?
Look, there's a reason why the statue looked like this. And there's but with all that being said, I'm still going in. I'm still going in. All right?
What are we talking about?
We talking about practice statues. Look, the 76ers statue for Allen Iverson draws jokes, outrage, due to a misunderstanding. Basically saying it was disrespectful. So there's players, the source is Yahoo Sports, which is trash. Yahoo Sports is trash. If you've listened to me from episode 1, it's now episode 197. I haven't backed off of this. Yahoo Sports, hope you guys are listening. I want you to lean in. You, all of your writers are trash. You are probably trash. And I hope you get beat up when you go out tonight. Now, players involved are Allen Iverson, all of Philly, directly Fizz, and Rocky Balboa.
Of course.
And Rocky. Look, NBA legend Allen Iverson has a big legacy. On Friday, Friday was wild, Philadelphia 76ers unveiled a statue in his honor that was widely criticized for being too small. After photos and videos of Iverson posing next to the sculpture reach social media, Iverson became the number one trending topic on X based on over 15,000 posts on the platform. Wow, that's not a lot. Reacting to the size of the new work of art. Many users failed to realize that Iverson was commemorated in standard size for the 76ers. What does that even mean? Iverson is the 10th 76er great to receive a statue in the Legends Walk located in front of the team's training complex in Camden. On Friday, he joined Charles Barkley, Will Chamberlain, Julius Erving, Maurice Cheeks, Moses Malone, Billy Cunningham, Hal Greer, Bobby Jones, and Dolph Shays as an honoree. All of the statues for the aforementioned players are around the same size as the Iverson statue. So, look, that little ass statue looked funny as hell, bro.
That little ass statue.
Oh, man. Oh, bro, was it, the picture they caught of him looking at it, though, was what sold it. Because they caught him right at the right pose where he looked, I know that's not what he was attempting to do. It's just how sometimes you just get caught and it looked like he was like, what the fuck is this? I am dying. But I already knew before I posted my jokes on Facebook, I actually knew the whole deal. I knew exactly where it was. Mm-hmm. I knew the exact reason why it was that size. Mm-hmm. But I still had to take shots. And I'm still taking shots. And trust me, in the future, I'm still taking shots at that tiny ass statue. No matter what happens. I am Orange Juice Jones in that statue, boy. Snipe, snipe on that damn statue. Oh, the little ass trophy. Y'all better knock it. Why can't y'all get statues right? Like, what is it? I'm just asking, why? Yes, it's a Legends Walk. Yes, it's a brilliant idea. Brilliant, 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 brilliant player. Philly is the home, the unsung home of unsung contributor to the origin of hip hop. Unsung, right? Home to some of the greatest athletes, writers, greatest thinkers, minds, like ever. But y'all don't give a fuck about no statues,
small,
man. Like y'all,
small statues.
Small statue energy, like good grief.
What about Rocky?
Right? Rocky. And if Rocky is actual size, knowing after meeting Sylvester Stallone, the Rocky statue shouldn't be bigger than Alan. Whatever, man. Like, oh no, man. Y'all gotta get that man a real statue. That man drug Eric Snow to the playoffs. I'm just saying. All I'm saying is that man drug Eric Snow was I liked Eric Snow as a player, but come on, man. Allen Iverson drug Eric Snow to the playoffs, man. Y'all got to get that man a real statue.
For man, real. And because I was wondering if you knew, because I saw it, you know, after the fact. Yeah, I didn't know. Yeah. I had no idea. But I met the store the other day, and this guy in front of me in line had these old Iversons on.
Yeah, yeah. You told him his shoes were too small?
So he told me about you. He's like, yeah, that's what all of them are like then. I was like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I said, I didn't go on to interrogate him about an explanation, proper explanation for the Rocky statue.
There is none. There's none. All right. Yeah.
So let me get this straight, though. Is it your position that in light and despite all of the grand contributions that you just alluded to, that the city of Philadelphia and perhaps even the state of Pennsylvania have made to American culture, that their one enduring mistake of the Rocky Balboa statue is the one that they are going to pay for dearly for the rest of their existence?
From me, at least. From me. That's a California person who's had to deal with y'all East Coast people during music, I'm giving y'all a bar every time y'all do something wrong. Just like when, okay, you remember, I mean, all of y'all on this, listen to this podcast, are not friends on Facebook, and I get that, and most of you will never be. However, what I say when New York had the earthquake, I was like, this is me checking to see whether you guys are okay without talking about how earthquakes are bigger in LA. Because whenever we got cold weather in LA, y'all got to spend an hour telling us that it's colder in New York. Yeah, but it's cold to me now.
See, I saw you do that, though. I laughed. It was funny. I saw the shots. I saw the shots.
It was shots fired. Y'all got hit with that little ass earthquake. Like that little ass statue. Y'all got hit with that little ass earthquake. That little baby quake. In LA, we don't even wake up for that. We like, man.
Yeah.
It's like when you were a kid, but Earth is playing. Like, stop. Sit. Stop shaking already, man. We trying to sleep. But that's cool. I'm glad everybody's okay. New York is clearly not built for earthquakes like you know, California cities have retrofitted and prepared. So I understand it's a scary thing. However, y'all all right, man. Just go on and stay in bed. You'll be cool. Just don't worry about it.
Speaking of which, I got to look up something real quick.
All right. We're going to get out of here in a minute. See, my daughter is rummaging through the kitchen in the dark because if she turns the light on, it affects this.
I'm going to bring things full circle here.
All right.
Number one. The number one. Number two, Orange Juice Jones.
Yep.
Number one, on Philadelphia International Records, the OJs.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
Boom. Done.
Boom.
Shout Perfect way to end that. Shout to Steady B and Cool C. Boom.
Yo. Yeah. Yo, this has been Rap Sucks Radio.
You getting mad, dog?
Sorry. Yeah, I was initially. This has been Rap Sucks Radio. I'm not even talking to you. I'm like, what? What? Yo. Sorry, yo.
This has been Rap Sucks Radio.
Yeah, it's like that. That was a little ass earthquake in New York. Look, thank y'all for tuning in, man. This has been Rap Sucks Radio. I am your homeboy Trek Life. That dude over there, that's your fam, Kev Sakota.
That's me, OJ.
Which, all right. Catch us on
number four.
Catch us on rapsucksradio.com, RSR Podcast on Facebook. At Rap Sucks Radio on Instagram and at Rap Sucks Radio on Threads. We are out of here like last year on the count of three. We say peace. One, two, three.
Peace.
We out, y'all.
We need you.
Kendrick, we need you. Snipe, snipe.